The Washington football team has released 2019 first-round pick Dwayne Haskins this afternoon, less than 24 hours after he committed three turnovers in a loss to Carolina and in the aftermath of another violation of pandemic protocols. Haskins started in place of injured quarterback Alex Smith, despite being disciplined for breaking COVID-19 rules by partying with several people without a mask.
He was fined $40,000 and stripped of his captain's position, but coach Ron Rivera opted to stick with Haskins because Smith was still injured and he didn't have another established quarterback on the roster. Earlier, Dimitri talked about the end of the Dwayne Haskins era with the DMV's own James Brown, host of the NFL Today on CBS.
What a sad story from a kid who gets to come back and play in a hometown area. It's really sad, but it speaks to the leadership that is expected from a quarterback in today's game. The fact that, you know, he would be released before the season is even over after his second violation and be stripped of his captaincy really speaks that the front office, more importantly, the coaching staff, they were at wit's end and did not see an upside going from that. I'm hurt for the young man because it was a golden opportunity. Here Ron Rivera comes in and inherits Dwayne, wanted to give him that opportunity, welcomed him and giving him opportunities. Doug Williams, the great former Washington player as well, wanting to invest in him and to see him maximize on the opportunities. This obviously indicated they both were at wit's end because I know that Rivera and Williams have been talking extensively about it.
Now, you know that if Rivera had used what's known as the character lens with Haskins, maybe Haskins would have been cut a week ago after the pictures of him unmasked at that party came out. Your thoughts?
And again, the second COVID violation. But again, keep in mind that if you're the leader of a team, you have a responsibility to set the example and also recognize that if you're going out and putting yourself at risk, it's not just you. You're coming back to the team and to the facility and other employees and possibly, you know, risking them as well with respect to the infection. So on any level, it doesn't show a team orientation or a leadership mentality. And again, I'm saddened because I want to see the young man take advantage if he gets another opportunity. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is you have to want it. The old expression in the world of sports, your best player, and certainly he may not have been the best player, still with some developmental things that needed to be sharpened there, but you got to show the passion, you got to show the leadership, you got to show the want to do all those things and be all those things in order for people to. And you can't be given the captaincy, you have to earn it.
There are several cases in the past of talented black quarterbacks being criticized in the media or discounted by coaches and owners. Flat out discrimination in some cases in favor of white quarterbacks. Do you see any of that here, or do you believe Haskins had every chance to make it?
No, wrong context for this here, because this young man was given every opportunity to take advantage of what was being shown him, which was the door to have the keys to the organization. If you're going to use in terms of other quarterbacks of color who did not get the opportunity, that's something for a mature person to understand that, yes, you carry that responsibility fairly or unfairly so as to conduct yourself. Because when you think about David Aldridge wrote a great article in The Athletic about that in terms of the history of black quarterbacks in the league and the responsibility. When you talk about James Shaq Harris, Doug Williams, when you talk about all those who preceded him, it would be nice to show that here with this opportunity, he's taking it to the next level, like so many others, like Deshaun Watson, who, although playing in a tough situation, is a model leader. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson carried the responsibilities significantly, and apparently it was not really understood in this case here.
That's James Brown, host of the NFL Today on CBS and a special correspondent for CBS News.